to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the nightingale cry. Go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your favorite dreams on the hanging tree.
Hanging tree.
I searched for gold and I found my gold.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour. We're going to try to shape up and get serious here. The Political Cesspool Radio Program, broadcasting to you live tonight from our flagship studio here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AMFM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, Eddie booked a guest for tonight. Now, that is always an interesting experiment when Eddie books a guest. His track record has been pretty bad, but at the same time, he has also booked one of our most memorable guests of all time. Yes, Eddie. Well, memorable in more ways than one. Eddie is responsible for the Paul Bebeau fiasco and everything that that entailed and all the news that that made. So I guess that was a good thing, even though the sheriff didn't really stand with us when the you-know-what hit the fan. It was a draw. That's what it was. You booked Ron Paul. You booked Ron Paul in 2006. Now, Ron Paul was set to be on with us live. We had confirmation from, what was the guy's name? Jesse Benton. And it was a few minutes before the show. Ron Paul was supposed to be on. Then we get a call from Ron Paul, and he says he's got to catch a flight. He'll call us back to reschedule the interview. Now it's 2013, 7 years later. We're still waiting for that call.
I'm sure it's coming.
But it's going to come any day. And now that he's out of Congress and a citizen again, he's probably going to have more time. It's taken him 7 years, but he's probably going to fit us in. So we're waiting on that. Eddie's track record in booking guests has been hit or miss. It's certainly been more suspect than any of the other hosts on the staff. I can tell you that. I mean, I was able to book Martin Luther King's niece, for God's sake. I mean, by comparison, yeah, right. So, anyway, we're supposed to have the sheriff on from one of Eddie's. Eddie was born in Bloody Breathitt County, Kentucky, up in eastern Kentucky. Now, we got a sheriff near there that was supposed to come on tonight. Maybe he still will. You talked to him before the show today, and he was all set. But as of right now, he is not with us. With anyone else, if Bill or Winston or Keith or myself had booked a guest and he'd not show up, that would be a surprise. But with you, Eddie, I had prepared in advance for this very contingency. So tell us what's going on here. I mean, in your own words.
Well, yep, I talked to Sheriff Diddy Pyman last week. Conferred him today about somewhere around 1 o'clock, right before I went to do my run, getting ready to do the old Nashville St. Jude Marathon April 27th, y'all. By the way, I got more donations than James did on our song tonight, James, for that gig. Anyway, Sheriff Pyman is one of the very, seemed like a real, you know, courageous sheriff. He made the news last week, y'all. Matter of fact, there's a YouTube, you know, he was all over the news. He's been on Fox News. He made the statement. I heard him say that Washington D.C. could pass all the illegal, unconstitutional decrees if they wanted to. He said the state of Kentucky could pass all the illegal, unconstitutional decrees they wanted to. He said the Supreme Court could make all their rulings they want to. But he promised. I heard him say, James. He said, "I promise there will not be one gun confiscated from any citizen in Jackson County, Kentucky." He said, "I'm the sheriff of Jackson County, and I'm responsible for the people in Jackson County." He said, "Now, what they do in the next county, like Breathitt County or Moffitt County or Pike County, I can't help." He said, "I wish those people well, but I'm not responsible for them." But he made that. He made that promise. One of the things I asked the sheriff tonight, had he come on, I wanted to say, you know, I want to be nice, but I want to say, you know, talk's cheap. You know, let's get get to the nitty gritty where the rubber meets the road. If in the event, that the feds do call your bluff and they come into Jackson County, will you stand tall? And another question I asked him, I said, even more important than that, will the citizenry of Jackson County, Kentucky, will they stand behind you? Because the sheriff, you know, if he makes good on his promise to defend his county against what I consider a tyrannical, a criminal government, because here we have, and I'm just going to digress here for a minute, we have a president and we have a chief justice in Eric Holder. They have been caught red-handed dealing military-grade firearms into Mexico and all over the world in exchange for drugs. They just now got busted again, selling military-grade firearms all over the world. Matter of fact, you know, the United States is really the biggest gun runner in the world, the biggest gun-running country in the world. And probably, I hate to say this about my own country, but the United States is also the biggest dope dealer. And I say that because of the research I've done. I mean, hell, I hadn't lived 65 years old for nothing, the CIA created the Bloods and the Crips. The CIA were bringing the drugs in into LA, distributing it to the Bloods and the Crips to pass out on the street for money. They were getting money for that to finance their illegal war. You know, folks might remember Iran-Contra. That was going on during Iran-Contra. But here we have you talk about hypocritical, and this is another thing I was going to ask the sheriff. You have a president and the Justice Department have been caught red-handed. The plan for Fast and Furious, that's what I'm talking about, when the illegal firearm was going across to the Mexican border, not like it was in Vietnam when they were putting drugs in the caskets of the dead American soldiers and putting but as long as it had an American flag draped across the casket, we could salute it. Now they don't fool around with that. They don't do penny ante stuff. I mean, they're bringing tractor trailer loads of drugs across into Mexico, and they're not even trying to hide it, James.
Well, Eddie,
they want to take our guns.
They want to take our guns. Okay, yeah, they do. I was trying to call the sheriff myself during your commentary there. I'm sure what you said was fascinating, although I can't say that I heard it. But I'm looking at your notes here. I mean, how could one man misfire so many times as you have? I mean, look what I got here. I got the sheriff's cell phone, his pager, his home number, the sheriff's office work number, the jailer, dispatch. The jailer's phone. It says jailer right here on Eddie's notes. The constable for district number one, the constable for district number two. I've literally got about 18 phone numbers here for this sheriff. And even though you talked to him right before the show started tonight, not one of them works now. And again, if it was any other person but you, Eddie, this would surprise me. But listen, in the spirit of the first hour, where we spent the majority of the time talking about what we would have liked to have said and asked Dr. Alveda King if she had remained on the line, we will spend the rest of this hour talking about what we would have liked to have asked the sheriff if he had appeared at all. And it's coming your way right after this on the cesspool. Hey, it's live radio, folks. What are you going to do? We'll be back.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We figured out, we at least have a read on what we think is going on here. Eddie is blaming it on an ice storm. Eddie?
Yeah, you know, when I talked to the jailer yesterday, before I was able to get a hold of the sheriff, said they've had a hell of an ice storm up there, James, and the sheriff said that today. But folks, I put this promise out here. Now, when somebody, I'm man to man. I talked to the sheriff, man. I said, look, this is straight man talk, sheriff. You know, if you I told the people, I said, if you're going to chicken out on us, like, baby, I compared him to Bebu, Sheriff Paul Bebu, it's not going to go down good. And this is my promise to you people. I'm giving the sheriff benefit of the doubt. I think he's an honorable man. I really do. But I talked to him today. There's nothing. I can't see any reason why he would call me at my house, you know, if he was an honorable man. But I make this promise to the audience at Political Cesspool and to us here. I'm a man. The sheriff's supposed to be a man. I think he is. But if I find out we have been screwed, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the newspapers in that part of the country. And I can find out who they are because I got people up there. And I'm going to say, if you have a sheriff just standing up, he said, I'm going to stand up and face the almighty powerful government, the United States government, the most powerful government in the world, face the most powerful military in the world. If I'm going to do that, but yet I'm going to be scared away from coming on the political cesspool. People, if you think your sheriff is going to face down the federal government after he's been scared away from a radio station like this, I think you're kidding yourself. You might need a new sheriff, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to find out first and who I think the sheriff, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, James. But if he doesn't, there's going to be hell to pay for the sheriff.
Hell hath no fury like a bombardier scorned. And that's what they said in, that's the classic one. All right, look, I mean, we don't know what happened. It's live radio. It happens from time to time. It doesn't happen often. We make a joke of it. We're having a good time here. Not because we're just good people. I mean, we take it all in stride. Martin Luther King's niece had the guts to come on the show, so I don't know why a sheriff wouldn't. But you talked to the sheriff earlier today. He had to step out of his house to get reception because of an ice storm that's up in that part of the country. FedEx is grounded in that part of the country tonight, we know, because a listener just called in during the commercial break. So he may legitimately have had to have missed. Again, it is rare, and it only seems to happen when Eddie books a guest, but I love you, Pappy.
I love you too,
buddy. Listen, I know. Hey, but you did get Babu.
Yeah.
You did get Paul Bebue and all the news that generated. You got Walter Jones. No one can take that from you. Got the only United States congressman to ever come on the cesspool. You're responsible for that. So we got to give credit where credit is due. But had the sheriff come on tonight, and that sheriff is Denny Pyman, who was booked, the sheriff of Jackson County, Kentucky. He had intended to, and as they said, we're giving him the benefit of the doubt. We don't know why he hasn't appeared and why he isn't answering any of the 18 numbers that he has for him. The jailer's not even answering. The whole county's closed down tonight, apparently. But if he had joined us tonight, as was intended, to discuss his efforts in defense of the Second Amendment. Now, Eddie, you caught wind of this guy because he's been on very major news networks. He's been on Fox. He's been making big news. What's the story he's been telling to the media that made him a guest that you wanted to bring onto the show this evening?
And again, y'all, I'm not making empty threats. I mean, and I hope and pray I haven't insulted the good sheriff in case of some kind of a miracle that he's listening. Because, I felt a kindred with the sheriff. And I am giving him the benefit of the doubt. But if and true, like, it's man to man, if I found out that we have been disrespected like that, I'm going to, you know, I figure if he's scared to come on a radio show, he sure as hell ain't going to stand up and face the federal government. I mean, that's just common sense. Now, what brought me on? What really got me high on the sheriff, I watched him on YouTube, two different YouTubes, and he wasn't one of these all hat and no cattle sheriffs. That's the impression I got. He was very eloquent. He was educated. He was calm. He wasn't throwing out these wild fire bombs, you know, saying I'm going to machine gun the feds if they come into my county. I mean, the guy was, like I said, he was just as calm as he could be. I mean, he could have been a lawyer or a preacher, but he was he seemed very, very, convinced. He seemed really sincere that he was going to defend his county and uphold his oath. After all, you know, they all take an oath. The same oath I took when I was in the Army. You take an oath to defend, you know, the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I would imagine the sheriff probably had to take an oath to, you know, affirming his support for the Constitution of the state of Kentucky. And, you know, I mean, I've never been to an oath to a sheriff swearing in, but I would think it'd be common sense he would, you know, promise the people to stand up and support them. Another thing I was going to ask the sheriff, talk about the sheriff, you know, the sheriff, a county sheriff is the most, highest elected official in the county. And here's why I love the sheriff. And by the way, people, they're trying to do away with sheriffs in the country. Up in the Northeast, I don't remember if it's Massachusetts or Connecticut, they tell me that they've totally done away with the sheriffs. And here's the reason they want to do away with the sheriffs. The sheriffs are elected by we the people. The same we the people as that are in the Declaration of Independence, the same we the people that are in the Constitution of the United States, and in the Constitution of the state of Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, Maryland, et cetera, et cetera. You see, and he's beholden to the people. If the sheriff does not do his job, he can be kicked out easily. And see, it's not like he's 3,000 miles away in some central ivory tower, or even, you know, 500 miles away, 600 miles away, Washington, D.C., however far it is from Memphis, when you've got a United States congressman sitting up there. And it's almost impossible. And I think, I've been trying to talk to a congressman on the phone for years, years and years and years. I've never been able to get Marshall Blackburn on the phone.
But I got to say, you certainly got to her in person, Eddie, and we've all heard that story. You got escorted out of the building when you asked her about her affinity for the United Nations. And
that's true.
You did get escorted out off the premises for asking her that. And she was sitting there like a mule eating briars, as Keith would say, just smiling.
I'm telling you.
You couldn't get her on the phone, but you got her in person, and it was a short-lived conversation, as I was there to witness.
I hope that wouldn't be considered ambush journalism that day when I got her sent. But anyway, no, we don't do that anymore. We've mellowed out. But the point I'm trying to make it with the sheriff is they are very close to the people. The government, you know, the farther away from government is, the least amount of true representation you really have. And in the case of the senators now, the way they're elected, we don't have any more representation from them than the man in the moon. And what I don't understand is once they get elected, once a United States senator is elected or even a congressman, to what I understand, and, you know, I don't know the exact laws of probability, but the odds of a sitting United States congressman or senator being kicked out of it, being defeated in office, I mean, it's like any given time, probably 8-9, 10-1. You know, it's just almost impossible to defeat one, no matter how sorry they are. And, you know, I've heard it in the past, it's an old cliche, I guess. When people complain about, unlike us here in the cesspool, we complain about these people, these clowns. But everybody's wanting to kick the politicians out except theirs. Their senator's good. Their congressman's good. But, yeah, you know, that's the reason I'm so high on the sheriffs. Is it going to come up?
And you know, we've had some sheriffs on the show. We're coming up on a break. We've had some sheriffs. I love Pappy. I mean, he's doing his best tonight. He's doing his best. I mean, he flubbed the song. He flubbed the guest. But he's got a heart of gold, and that's what counts. There actually has been a lot of good sheriffs on the show. Paul Pappy notwithstanding, we had some sheriff in Montezuma County, Colorado. We find the smallest counties we can because we think that might give us a chance to actually land them. Montezuma County, Colorado, Jackson County, Kentucky. We've had Sheriff Richard Mack on now, I tell you. You can't get much bigger than him.
And we've had Jack McLam on.
Jack McLam, sure.
The most highly decorated policeman.
Yeah, most highly decorated policeman. No one else heard that but me and you. Sam came into our headset. I'm not going to repeat what he said, Eddie, because I think that was directed at you, my friend. But, hey, you know, we're giving the Pappy a hard time tonight. I mean,
it's been tough to be bombardier.
You know, it is tough to be the bombardier. Do you think it's something about your high-volume personality that scares these people away? We'll hypothesize when we come back. Stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Yeah.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to pretend that Eddie is the sheriff. Now, we're hoping that Ice Storm cut down all communications to the jail, to the sheriff's office, to his cell phone, to his house, and to two constables. That's what we think could happen. It's probably what happened. That was a hell of an ice storm they got going on up there. Eight feet deep. He's, even though you talked to him 3 hours ago, it really hit hard since we went on the air tonight. Now, we were going to talk to him, ask him the question, in light of the Obama administration's recent assault on the Second Amendment rights, what does he see forthcoming down the pike? I was going to ask him specifically, does he foresee a day, 1 year, 10 years, or even 50 years down the line? Who can say when it will actually occur? When we will have the federal government physically confiscating the guns of law-abiding citizens. Now, people say, well, that's... And I was one of them, Eddie. I said, you know, that's... It just won't happen here. Yeah, it's happened in other places. I just don't see it happening here because we have the Second Amendment. But then again, and how many other industrialized first world nations have we seen throughout the course of history? Registration followed by confiscation followed by enslavement. If it can happen in those countries, it can happen here as well. And I was going to get the sheriff's thoughts on that. And more specifically, and I talked with Sam Bushman on his outstanding radio program, The Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com. I'm a guest with Sam on the third Wednesday of each month. And on the on my last appearance with him, we were talking about some Second Amendment issues, at least for part of the interview. And I shared with Sam that I believe that if, and I believe the noose is tightening. There's no doubt about that. You see what the Obama administration has done over the course of the last couple of weeks and what they claim is in response to the Sandy Hook incident.
That's another show.
That's next week's show, actually, what happened in Sandy Hook. Eddie has another guest booked for that show. So me and Eddie will be talking together about what happened without the guest. Hillary Clinton has promised to come on next week, so we'll, you know, we don't know. We were hoping. But anyway, Sandy Hook, what the Obama administration has done in the course of the last couple of weeks is the biggest tightening of the noose around the Second Amendment's neck in a generation. And I was going to ask the sheriff, yes, does he see physical confiscation of firearms within our lifetime? Does he see the trend of registration, which is getting more stringent, followed by confiscation, followed by enslavement? Does he see that? And then what does he think about what I called with Sam Bushman, getting back to my most recent appearance with Sam, the fake tough guys? That's what I'm calling them, fake tough guys. Amen. All of these NRA card-carrying blowhards, these people who vote Republicans for the Second Amendment issue, all of these people who don't have the guts to stand with us when we're talking about issues that are important to them, they throw us under the bus because they don't want to be called a name. They don't want to be called racist. They rolled over when Roe versus Wade was implemented. They rolled over when the civil rights legislation was being forced down their throats. They rolled over on the immigration invasion. You take all of these issues, which are at least as important as the right to bear arms, and they've rolled over every single time without exception. The few people that are out there fighting on their behalf, people like me and Eddie and Keith and Winston and Sam and the others, they won't send us some money. They won't even acknowledge our existence. And in fact, they say that we're the radicals. You know, I saw a bumper sticker today that said freedom and liberty are extremist notions, and that's pretty much where it's going. That's pretty much where it's going. But so all of these fake tough guys that have rolled over on and laid down for every radical egalitarian movement that's come down the pike over the course of the last 100 years, are we really supposed to believe that even though they won't even stand up and speak out when the only price they have to pay is being called a name, being falsely accused, to be more specific, being falsely accused of a name, but they can't pay that price? And we've seen that proven a million times. You know, there should have been 10,000 people with us at Forest Park when we were defending the Nathan Bedford Forest Monument. There was a few hundred. It was more than Sharpton had. Okay, it was more than Sharpton had. Should have been 10,000. So where are these people? They've rolled over 1,000 times before. But we expect to believe that when the federal marshals come to their door and ask for their guns, my cold, dead hands, I'm going to go down with a gun in my hand. Well, these sorry sacks of you know what, these cowards that won't even stand up when there's the risk of them being called a name, we expect them to draw the line in the sand, even though they've rolled over all these other times. They're going to draw the line in the sand when the knock comes from the law enforcement, and they're going to have a shootout with federal agents. It ain't going to happen. I tell you right now on this show, folks, if push comes to shove, and whether it's the Obama administration or a forthcoming administration, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 100 years down the line, if and when the time comes when the United States government, the federal government, knocks on the doors and are physically taking the guns out of Americans' hands, I guarantee you 99% of the country, including the NRA blowhards and the Republican voters who vote Republican because they think that's going to, you know, help the Second Amendment issue, 99% of those people are going to give their guns before the agent can finish asking his question. 99%. Eddie, am I wrong?
I hope and pray to God you are. It's pretty pessimistic. I have some optimism left.
I'm going to ask the sheriff about that.
Yeah, I have some optimism left. I'd like to point out, add one more negative thing that James said. I mean, and our people are being, these people's children are being raped in the schools, and they don't do anything about that. But I would like to also say, you know, I was talking to James today, and these, you know, the leftists and the Marxists, they're always saying that we're conspiracy buffs. You know, you say that the federal government wants to take our guns. The federal government hates Christians. It hates people that believe in the Constitution. And they've always said that's a conspiracy. That's not true. Even when the state of Missouri came up with the MIAC report that said that people that had Ron Paul bumper stickers on their truck, like I do, that have bumper stickers on the truck that says abolish the Federal Reserve, like I do, like we do here at the cesspool, that they're you know, that they're conspiracy buffs and that they need to be dealt with. Well, get this, people. I never thought I'd see West Point, the very apex of what used to be honor, duty, honor, and country in the United States.
Robert E. Lee
was probably the greatest that ever came out of there. And after, in modern days, probably Douglas MacArthur, who, by the way, predicted all this crap. And listen, that West Point, James has got the thing on there. I sent him the internet today, but I can pretty well say it. They said, West Point said that the right wing radical segment of the United States of America is the new terrorist.
And what's a right winger?
The right winger is white Anglo-Saxon male. They're Christian. Christians, people that believe in the Constitution. People, get this. They said that people that talk about limited government, people that actually believe that the United States government has become a tyrannical government, people that believe the United States government is trying to trample on the Constitution, those people right there are considered conspiracy buffs. But West Point itself, at West Point, they're being taught to get ready for these type of people like us, veterans. Get this, people. How do you figure this? Did you know the new veterans coming back? I'm a veteran, but I don't think that's probably too old. We'll probably get under the radar screen. I don't know. But if you're a veteran coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Maui, you know, name your country. Every morning when I get up, I say, well, I wonder who we're bombing today. Well, you know, these people, the Homeland Security in West Point, they're not preparing to fight against Al-Qaeda, the Muslim extremists. They're being prepared for us. And listen, ready? I've heard people say that years ago when they first got Homeland Security, you know, putting it in place. When George Bush, when some boy Bush was in office, trampling all over the Constitution, people said, oh, well, this you're conspiracy buffs. The United States government will never, ever name Christians, you know, as terrorists. They'll never call constitutionalists terrorists. Well, they're doing it now, people, in West Point. And if they're doing it at West Point, ask yourself this question. In the apex of the military training center of the United States, probably the world right now, okay, that's right. That's absolutely right. The people, you know, committed homeland security. The homeland security was designed for the citizens of the United States. It wasn't designed for Al-Qaeda. We won't have enough time to go into it, but right now, but Al-Qaeda was created by American intelligence and British intelligence. They were created as a boogeyman, as a straw man to knock down.
Well, Eddie, this all would have been riveting to have discussed with the sheriff, who was booked and reconfirmed and reconfirmed and confirmed a third time just a few minutes before the show. But now the ice storm has just decimated Kentucky, apparently. But these are interesting questions. These are questions that deserve an answer. Now, we've had a strong string of sheriffs on the show. Paul Bebue wanted to give you that ride along. And you're going to go there. Yeah, I know it. But anyway, so Sheriff Denny Pyman of Jackson County, Kentucky, for whatever reason, is not on tonight, but we're going to wrap up the show tonight. These were questions we were going to ask, but we're having a good discussion of it amongst...
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. When we weren't singing tonight, we were spending most of the show talking about what we would have talked to our guests about had they stayed longer or appeared at all. And this is the way it goes. I mean, some nights it's all gold nuggets. Some nights it's something, another kind of nuggets. But I was going to ask the sheriff what you talked about. I definitely wanted to hear his response to my fake tough guy hypothesis. But, you know, I tell you, even if 99%, and I'm not talking about 99% of the country, it'll be much more than that. they give up their guns. I'm talking about 99% of the NRA card-carrying members and Republicans, Second Amendment zealots. I say 99% of them give up their guns. But even if just 1% don't, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that will willingly defy the federal government, the tyrannical government, if it progresses into this. If you have that many people, you know, that's about how many people it took to win the revolution against King George, which by comparison, King George, I'd give just about anything I had to have King George lording over me right now as opposed to Obama, Bush, et cetera, et cetera. But if a fraction of 1% stand up and don't give up their guns and take the last full measure, that will be enough to stymie the government. We have to hope that a fraction of 1% have the guts to do what all these blowhards are saying. But I was also going to ask the sheriff, you know, to me, we talk about a lot of issues on this show, but to me, the Second Amendment issue, call it gun control, if you will, it's the most open and closed case you could possibly have. The old saying is absolutely true. If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. And they'll say, well, look at Sandy Hook. Look at the shootings in Aurora, Colorado. Well, yeah, you have drugged up kids that go in there and are doing heinous things, but it's the drugs that are doing it. It's the drugs that are taking, if it's not completely false flag operations to begin with. And there's very, you know, we're going to talk more about that next week. But let's just say it is as it was, or as it was presented to us. It's because of the drugs. The guns didn't possess these kids' souls and take them into these places to do these heinous acts. If these kids didn't mind murdering people, do you think that an extra law on the books prohibiting the use of any firearm whatsoever was going to deter them? They would have found a gun if they were hell-bent on it. I mean, criminals will always find ways to break the law. These were things I wanted to talk about. Eddie, you mentioned the West Point initiative where cadets at West Point are trained to identify far-right political activists as the biggest enemies of the straight. And what is a far-right political activist? As you said, Eddie, people who, well, people like Ron Paul. Ron Paul would be the leader of the far-right, I guess, according to them. People who basically question the government, people who believe in the Constitution, people who believe in the Bill of Rights. And they're not talking about legitimate extremists, people who would do violent acts. They're talking about everyday, God-fearing, tax-paying, hard-working Americans, the likes of which make up our listening audience. These are the people that the cadets at West Point are being trained to identify and target as enemies of the state. That's scary. And this is Robert E. Lee's alma mater. And this goes to show how far we have devolved and disintegrated as a country in a very short period of time. And it would have been fun to talk to the sheriff about any and all of these issues. We'll find out what happened before next week, and we'll give the audience an update, we hope.
By the way, James, I just got, if my math is correct, I just did a quick thing, computation. It's been said that during the First War of Independence, the only about 3% of the patriots of the colonists fought against the bloody British. You know, probably more of them fought for the British. Most people didn't care one way or the other. They were apathetic. But if we could get 3% of the population now, the United States is approximately what, 300 million people. That would come to about 9 million people would keep their guns. I don't know if they would or not. But, yeah, the question I got to ask myself, why, and you get to ask this, why would your central government fear the people? Why would they fear the citizenry maintaining firearms that, it's, by the way, it's not a right we have in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't give us squat. All rights come from God. If right is given to you by a man or a government, that right can be taken away. But a man cannot legally, one man cannot legally take what's not his in the first place. Like the federal government's trying to usurp God and wanting badly to take our guns. Well, you got to ask this, why do they want those guns? Why would the federal government fear good, honest people? I'll tell you why. Because they know the country's going to hell. They know the money system is gone. They know that China's coming over to take first place as the largest industrial nation in the world, the richest nation in the world. And they've got that status because the traitors in our government have seen it that way. They want to destroy the working middle class, the people that we just talked about being the enemies of the West Point, being enemies of the state. They want to do away with us. But here's why they want to disarm us. They want to disarm us because they fear us. and they want to make us slaves. And like James alluded to earlier, in every single country in the world where you have registration of guns, after registration comes confiscation. And the first, and what they'll do, if you want to see what's going to happen, all you have to do is look at England, look at Australia. They'll say, oh, we just want to do away with the submachine gun assault weapons. We haven't had those anyway. We hadn't had those since the 30s, since they outlawed full automatic weapons, 20s and 30s. I forget the name of that act that was passed. But legally, we should have all the best stuff that the military has, the citizens. They do in Israel, for God's sakes. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel, who's the mayor of Chicago, you know, the mafia don up there, who was a dual citizenship citizen here in the United States. He has a citizenship to Israel. He's an American citizen. And yet you can, I'll guarantee, double damn to you, that his loyalty doesn't lie here in the United States. It lies with his beloved, the little sandbox over there in the Mideast that they call Israel. That's where his loyalty lies. But you don't hear these people that want to disarm us, want to disarm the people in England and Australia. You don't hear them say one word about disarming the sons of Abraham in Israel. No, sir, rebob. You know, you don't hear one thing about that. But they want to, in every single case where the registration comes, then comes confiscation. First, they try to get the assault weapons. Then they try to get the shotguns with clips and the rifles clips. Then they come after the single shot weapons. And like they were doing in Australia now, they said they're even going to confiscate the little single-shot rifles. And there's only one reason they want to do that. It's because they want to do away with your liberty. They want to make slaves out of you. Like, I forgot which one of the old founding fathers said, when the government fears the people, there's liberty in the land. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny in the land. That's true. George Washington says that, he said that government is not eloquence. Government is not reason. He said government is like fire. It makes a dangerous servant and a very cruel master. That's what government is. And that's why our founding fathers, the geniuses they were and the good people they were, you can always nitpick and judge somebody. You know, I wonder if these liberals are going to be, I wonder if they will acquiesce to being judged 300 years from now by their you know, standards that they're carrying on right now. But see, the founding fathers, They wrote the Constitution. First of all, the Declaration of Independence, and they affirmed in that our rights do not come from government. They don't come from the Declaration of Independence. They come from God. And like Benjamin Franklin told the lady, when the lady asked him after they had the big meeting up there in Philadelphia, what was 1789, and they got the Constitution done, and decided what kind of government we was going to have in the government. The lady asked Benjamin Franklin, said, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government are we going to have? He said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. Well, they knew that government was evil. They knew that power corrupts and power, total power corrupts totally. Lord Acton in England, I think, said that. But it's true. All government in history, I mean, just look at history. It's not Eddie Miller saying this. Go back and redo the research yourself. All government always is jealous of its power. Government never wants to give up any power at all. Government is greedy. It wants more power. And that's what they're trying to do now. They want to make slaves out of us. That's exactly what it is.
Well, we'll talk more about this in the future. We will have another sheriff on that will talk to us about Second Amendment-related issues. We are holding out hope, and we do believe at this point that it was because of the weather. Eddie had a hard time reaching him earlier in the week because of the weather, and it only got worse leading into tonight. So we'll see. Either way, we made the best of the situation that was dealt to us here in live radio. We had to fly.
We'll see.
We had to go with the flow, and so we didn't have our guests, but we still made for a good hour of radio talking about Second Amendment related issues. And Eddie, we'll see what happened to your guest. And if he canceled out on us, as so many of us in the past, as so many of them in the past have done, we did a live performance of a song tonight. We're going to have a live hanging on the show next week. We're going to hang Eddie. We're going to burn him in effigy for messing up so many interviews. But now listen, Eddie, I did make one mistake tonight. And you know I'm kidding about that. You know I love you like a father. And you are my spirit, Pappy. Well, then everybody loves you. I know where I went wrong tonight in the whole show. I asked the people to donate to the show if they enjoyed the song. Well, Sam Bushman just sent me an isolated clip of our performance, and I listened to it while you were doing your last commentary. And it was horrible. It was. What I should have asked is, please give us a donation if you never want us to sing again. Otherwise, we're going to sing every week. Now, give us, help support the show now. Send us money and we'll shut up. We got to go. We're out of time. Hey, it's been a memorable night. I tell you, we'll remember this night. We sang. We talked to Dr. King. We had a guest not show up for. It's been a good one. We'll be back next week. We're going to regroup. We'll be back next week. Love you, everybody. On behalf of Keith, Eddie, Bill, Winston, Sam Bushman, the entire crew in Memphis and Utah, I'm James Edwards. God bless y'all. We'll see you next week.